And daf ayin amadalev amalei rabbe la rab yosef rabbe es rab yosef hani zuzi de yasmi. This is after erech 2/3 of the yomet. Hani zuzi de yasmi heicha dina lahu. What do you do with the money that is left over for your assignment? Amalei, so he told them, Asvina Luhu Beidine, we give it to Bezdin. The Avina Luhu Zuza, Zuza, and Bezdin meters out for each Suda money to make sure that the Yisaimim should not waste the money. It should be used properly. Amalei, so Rabbi Es Rabbi Yosef, Akakal Yakarne. That's true, the money won't be wasted, but it's going to be used up eventually. So, that's not so much of a takona. Omalei ma hechi of it. So what do you do? Omalei botkinon gavro de islei dava priche. We search to find a person. You see, this is not to shriach. This is a very rare occurrence. But we search to find a person de islei dava priche that has pieces of gold. Nektina dava minei, the marshal says, Rashi wasn't geresis, so he also won't be geresis. So we have a person who has pieces of gold. See what the mile of this is. So, but no, we can assume that this person is a wealthy person. Viyavina lohu, now we approach this person, and we give it to this person, Nalei Korev Leschar Barochik Lefs. So we tell him he should do a noble deed, that we have money from the assignment. He should invest his money, and the investment will be as follows. If there'll be any loss, it'll be mekabel the loss on himself. And the Ravachim will go to the assignment, which be'etzem, this is a ribis derabonon. But we had before, Moshe Yisimut Allah, Havoysim Kol Nischa, Baruch Eklefs, and we're allowed to do this, they were made go by Yisim. But we have to have a person who we can rely on, that if the money gets lost, that he'll be achoy for it. He has to be makabal achayis on the money. And he shouldn't say ainly. So that's why we have to find a person who has, his house is full of gold nuggets, and then Mamela says, Masami's a wealthy person, and, Avodovo Mesuyim Loi. But if in his house he doesn't have these grutoi shells of Dava Priche, he has a golden menorah, a golden kais, he has kalim of gold. Loy, but that's no good. Duma pikodeninu, maybe this taka doesn't belong to him. Va'osi more yoiv simonim bishokale. Maybe this is not his, and the baal ha'pikodin will come and take it away from him. We gave over to this person the mois of Yisaimim, assuming that he can back up if there'll be a hefsid, he'll pay for it. If it's a double mesuyim, we can never be secure that there'll be a backup. Maybe these golden kalim don't belong to him. He's a nifkad, and the Baal HaPikudon will take it away from him. Omar Ravashi Tinach Imashtakach Gavre de Islay Dava Priche. Now, I mean, this is not so shir to find a person. You walk into the house and you find pieces of gold in the house. Iloy Mashtakach Gavre de Islay Dava Priche Nechli Zuzi de Yasmi. I mean, Rabbi said that states it. Him we are assured that it's Rochik may have said, because he can back up. If there'll be a hefsed, he'll pay for it. what's going to be? So you won't invest it because you're afraid it might get lost and so it will be eaten up. So Rav Ashi says, we have a problem here. Bitzad echad, we have to try to the best of our capabilities to make sure that money will be secure. Idach gise, if you don't find a person that has dava priche, so we have to go to the next best. Elo amar Rav Ashi, chazinan gavre, the mashpo nichsei. We see he has kakois, he has real estate. Now, real estate could very well be this irurim on this, that these kakois people, maybe those people will tie it's not his, it's theirs, and so, but the mashpo nichsei, it's quiet. I mean, the Baal, we never heard any grumblings. He has ten lots and there's no grumbling. Umehemen, and he's a trustworthy person. First of all, what's that trustworthy? That means this person is mekabel himself. The rabochim will go to the yisaimim. He's mekabel. The hepsid, the noble deed, he's magvaldik. But you have to, he'll come and say there was no rabochim. I mean, he's doing the business and doing the business. He's doing the business. Everything lies on his shoulders. So if he's not an ish mehemen, they'll come and say, good, I'll give back the money of the assignment, but the rabochim will help himself to it. So you have to have a trustworthy person. Number two, you have to have an ish nemo. So the Teres Chaim says, and why before the Vaidava Priche doesn't say this tonight also? So he says, by Dava Prichi, he says, the person that says Dava Prichi is one, but Kinon. You have to search for a person Dava Prichi. It should be Dava Prichi and Eish Mehemon. Don't be so naive. If you can get a Dava Prichi, we have to be satisfied with that and hope for the best. That Al Kaponim, we're ensured that a Hefzid won't be. That will be. If the Yisrael will get hold of the Revochim, Muslim Atopa, it's but Kinon. Here it's not, but you have a lot of people already who fall into the second category that they have in the chosim. Some already we could look for someone that has more qualifications. Ushma dina diaraisa, and he's a tayis dina. That means the bezna will tell him something. He'll listen. We look up on his license. He never was mekabel shamta derabonon. That means in Shid Mekabetz says he never was oivan amisha pora. Also, he was once chayzer bought something bekesef and Bezen gave him amisha pora. Such a person won't give moishes. And we have to have a person who's pretty elish. Now another thing, we give over this money to him in Bezin, which is a very interesting condition. So let us see Rashi. But let us just learn the Rashi we learned yesterday, Korev Lischar, the Korev Lischar, Shiyu Yisayimim, we said before that this is Mutabai Yisayimim. Korev Lischar, Shiyu Yisayimim, Neitlim Chelik Bischar, Neitlim Chelik Behefsid, Avolibis Mamis, Libis Mamis, you will not be matter to give Libis, to take Mois Yisayimim and lend it for Libis Darais. Alamash Yishtakro Meisayim, Yachloiko. So he mentioned yesterday, the Ritva says that it's a Ribis Tarabona, Masha Yistakru, that means it's not a Revach Boruch, there's no Schad wanted anything, and the whole Revach is Minayubei, from the Nechosim, it's not someone else is giving the money, so it's a Ribis Tarabona. The other alternative will be that the money will, if you won't be able to invest the money, so the money will get used up. Lachilam pruta achapruta. Yevinulu zuzus achilos. Dava priche grutoi shelzo. Davadai sheloihei. Now, this is zikha his vainam pikod. Levidi inshi damavkidi dava priche pikod. This is something. There's no simin to it. The person doesn't give it per pikodin. Some emailer, if this person has in his house grutois of zov, that's zichez, the kivin the osher. So I have a simon that he's an osher. V'yesh loy ligvois mimenu, and if the money will get lost, we have someone who's achroi to pay it, im yov de moisov, what if you can't find such a person? So the second choice is, it's quiet, there's no grumbling on his possessions. Bebeidina bifnei bezin, you give it over to bifnei bezin. So Rashi says, what's this in him? You have to give it over bifnei bezin. Sheyesh lam koyach lahavkir nichsei amekabel eitzel ayisayimim. The mafkir, the nichsei amekabel eitzel ayisayimim. Las nesime kov l'schar v'rochik lehepset. So let us just understand 1 minute what Rashi is saying over here. There's a motcha in the Mishlo Melech that Rashi is saying as follows, that in order that Lamaisa we are taking Nichse Yisaimim and we're making an iske which is Korav L'Schar V'Rochik Mehepsid, which is a Ribes Derabono, so that's not so poshik. To Ribis Tarabonon, it's not so possible. So Bezdin, the money when it's given over by Bezdin is a koyach lahavker nichsei hamekabel eitzalei yisaimin, which means that the revochim that the mekabel will give to the yisaimin, they will mafke his money. And they said that it's not your money. That means all the dmei arevach that you have to give them. So lemaisa he made revochim. So somehow it's his money. Somehow the tashlumim comes from his money. So they're mafked in the chosim. So it's not ribis abo miloive lemalve. So therefore it's not ribis. That's how it's a ribis tarabonon, and they made it shouldn't be, they made the mafkir's nechosim, so therefore they took away the ribis. It's not nichsei haloibe, it is nichsei hefke. That is how the motchai says pshat and Rashi. So the Mishnah Malach asks Akasha and Rashi, what he need a Pshiskansa Maisa with Afke Bezni? Rashi says before, V'yasmi loy gozo, that's only it's a ribis tarabona, it's only mit tarabona, V'yasmi loy gozo, that they never made exe, it's not a rabona, hein omru, vahim omru. So the Malach, why all of a sudden now, a new thing, that you have to be marked in the chosim, so this is the Mishlamah's kasha. So how do these two Rashi shtip? If the Yasmele goes, so it's finished. So the Eitzim of Hoshea Talmud brings down that as follows. We had the top Tosfos. We had two Mahalchim and Tosfos. If the Malve is not over be Kabbalas Haribis, there's an Issa Loisashich if the Loive is over. Tosfos in the second Tosfos is Machadish. But if the Malva is an Oiva, the Leiva also is an Oiva. The whole Yisrael Oisashech is, you shouldn't make the Malva be an Oishech. So that means in the Malva there's an Yisrael to make the Leiva an Oishech. Loisashech should make him an Oishech. So Tosfos in the second Teret says, but if the Malva is permitted to take, the Malva is permitted to take the Ribis, there's no Yisrael Oisashech. That's what Taisa says in the second Teretz. And Taisa in the first Teretz seems to hold not like that. Taisa in the first Teretz holds that there's an Isra on the Loiva, Leisashech, that Chiddush Paribas, even the Loiva is over. But there's a Bezundere Isra on the Loiva and the Malva. So Taisa before Shetama brings down the beautiful Teretz. That what we say, that Chazal Leigozel by Nichse Yisayimim, that they weren't Gozer on the Yisayimim. That means, well, the Yisayimim are allowed to take ribbis. Yisayimim are allowed to, there's no issue of Kabbalah's ribbis. Of a Lamaise, the Loive is over Leisashich, and that doesn't go in B'yasmi Leigoza. And the Yas and the same, they weren't Geizer, but he's not a Yasim, he's an Aisha. So on him there should be an Issa, so in order to take off the Issa from him, so when they gave over the money, they were mafke his, the Nichse HaMekabel, that there shouldn't be Ribbis Mitzad the Leive. Zok the Mishnah Vaitam, Ein Mekablen, Saying Barzel, the Israel, Mimnesho Ribis. Avo Saying Barzel, Min Haak, Avo Mekablin, Saying Barzel, Min Haakos. So let's see what Rashi says. Ein Mekablin, Saying Barzel. Kol Achayis, Anachosim, Ala Mekablin. Same Basel is that someone gave the Nisan gave the Mekabel Tzayn, and he's Mekabel Kol Achayis and the Chosim Ala Mekabel. All the Achayis is on the Mekabel. Vishom Oisam Olav V'Mois. That means he gave him over, let's say, 10 Tzayn, and that's worth $100, and he's Achroi, that he's going to pay back $100. V'chol zman shein noisein loy ma'isov. Now, kol zman, he doesn't give him back the $100. Chilkim ascha. They divide the scha. Yeah, they divide the scha. That means, so he's achroi, and this is called korev, Lehefsid, this is called Korib Lehefsid, by the Nisan, it's called, by the Nisan, it's called Rochik Mehefsid Bekorib Lescha. That means that the Nisan has no problems of Hefsid, that means he's guaranteed to get back his $100. And Kozman, he doesn't give back the $100, Kozman, he doesn't give back the $100, so he's gonna pay him, they're gonna divide up the revochim. Kozman, sheni noisen loy mo'oisov, chilkim ascha. Now, let us look at it, realistically, that really, what is happening over here, what is happening over here is, in reality, he's lending him the tzayin, which is worth $100. Kozman, you don't pay me back. So we divide up in the Rebochim. You pay me back the money, the $100, then you keep it. But so Lachaira, it's a halva of the time. There's a ribbis on the halva. We'll divide the Rebochim. The Dine Peretz brings down, according to Rashi, this is a Ribbis Tarabono, who says, be a Rebach. So it's not Ribbis Tzuxa. But it's a pretty ugly Ribbis that the Loive is Achroi on the whole, all the time, and he's paying him Rebochim. Now, Rashi says further, Va'af al-gav the Mishnah Yisairi, Totona lay ein meshivin chembeni lemachzis schar mishum de mekabalol of palge behefsi, v'cholshkein hoche de kibol kolach ayisola. So Rashi says this Mishnah is miyuta. This Mishnah is miyuta that at the Mishnah, if I learned a Mishim in Chemveni Lamachzis Char, and there he's only Mekabel Machzis Hepsis. So Tzoyim Barzel, which is, he's Mekabel, the whole Achais, about the Gewissit should be Yosef. V'choshkein Hoche, the Kibbo Kol Achais Olo, Noket Lei Mishim Seife, Avo Mekabelin Tzoyim Barzel Minakel. The Mishnah say, but even though this is a more chamadike, it's a more chamadike, but Abba Minakum it's mutter. It's coming to tell us yeah. Now I'd like to mention two nekudas which will help us very much in the Gemara. Chasam Sofer says that, but this is more chomer, this is a real halva, kule milve, and he says, here I feel a schar betela won't help. Here schar betela won't help. That means schar betela only helps when the revach that he's getting is from the palge pekod. The revach he's getting is from the palge pekod. And the whole ribbis is that, but I'm working on his palge pekot. So that's chabatela helps. But over here, it's a move on the whole thing. And he's getting a revach on half. He's getting a revach on half. So this is real chombo. So here's chabatela also won't help. So that's why, so it's very meduik, ain mekablin saying barzel mi Yisrael. So, ein mekablin means that there's no heter for this. Like there it says, ein meshivin elim kainoisin leischola. There it says, you're not allowed unless you'll pay him. Here it says, behechlet, ein mekablin saying basel mi Yisrael vimneshu ribis. Here won't help schar betela because this is a more chamadik ribbis. That's one nekuda. This is what the Chasam Sofer says. The Chiddush of Chasam Sofer. They bring down a merdik zach from the Plotzky Goin. He says another chayma that you have over here. He says we had mentioned. That by a ribbis terabonon, a normal ribbis terabonon, we had in the case of an iske by Rabbi Ilish, so the Gemara says he can't take the shtar kipshutai, but leisofu lei isure. Rabbi Ilish would not have been machshel the malva with an issa. So we mentioned then the Mephoshim is, why do you say that the Rabbilish wouldn't be Machshel the Malbe? They pick late that the Rabbilish alone wouldn't do an Issa. So other Mephoshim say by a ribis the Rabbonon is no Isser on the Loi, but only on the Mal. But that's what Mephoshim says, Leisofa Leisur. That's what the Mephoshim said over there. Zokta Plotzke Goyim, but by Rochek Mi Hefset, the Kor of Leschar, there is Mekabel Achayis on the whole thing. So then, that's Doime to a real Alvo. Here the Loi is also Loi. Here the labor is also labor. So he says, so it's very meduyik the Loshana Mishneh. By, so we're talking about the Malve. Ein Meshivin. You don't give someone, don't give a chembeni lemachzischar. We talk about the Malve. Because the labor tak is not labor. But there's a nis on the Malve. You're not allowed to. Here it says, a mekablin soim balsam yisrom im neishu ribis. Here there's a nisan the mekabel also. This, by, if it's rochik me hefset, so it's daimet to a milve legamri, so here a filo de leve is also eva. That's what the Plotzke Goyim says. So it's very good what we said before, in the Eitzim of Oshia Talmud, that you have to be mafked in the chosim, you have to be mafked in the nichse aloive. It shouldn't be ribis mitzad aloive. So lechayre, we can ask a kasha. I lechayre by ribis the rabbon and the loive is an aloive. But now that we medayk from the Mishnah that here the loive is also aloive, because this ribis is doime to alvo de reis, ribis de reis. So maybe it's very good. But here we have to make a tikkun for the. We have to make a takona for the loiva. And that's what the Mishnah is meant to be, a mekabla mivnei shehu ribis. So there's a nisa on the loiva. The Sam Sefer says that a filus chaba teila won't help. That's the ivra in the Mishnah. Ava mekabla tzayim barzo mina akum. But if the guy is giving it, so then the din is, so lechere, you're allowed to, give ribis to a goy. Belovin mehen, or malvin oisam beribis, vechein beger toishav. Beger toishav is, and let's just appreciate the chiddush of ger toishav. The chiddush of ger toishav is murder. A ger toishav is either, there's a machlokes tanoim, but let's say, according to Sims Rashi Shita, is that if a person, a ger toishav is, according to Shitas Rameya, that he says in front of three people, his makabo, he won't be a neighbor of Eid Zohar, that's called a ger toishav. So by a ger toishav, there's a din v'chai yochich imoch. There's a posik, that by a ger toishav. Ger v'toishav v'chai yochich imoch. So I would think that there's an isaribis by a ger toishav, because it says, artikim v'chai yochich imoch, it also says v'chai. So here the chiddush is by a ger toishav, this you're allowed to take ribis from a ger toishav. That will have to see in the Gemara further why, how we know this. Chaim be ger toishav. Mal be Yisrael ma'oisav shal akum midasa akum. I can take money of a goy and lend it to a yid. Beribis midas ha'akum, as long as it's midas ha'akum, avaloi midas Yisrael, and the guy doesn't know about it, and that will have to see in the Gemara exactly what this means. Ye midas ha'akum meforish b'gemara. Zog the Gemara. Lememra the beshusa the mekabel kaim. It would seem from the Mishnah, the beshusa the mekabel kaim. Reminu. Now, okay, let's first say the kash and then we'll see Rash. We learned a Mishnah. Ha-mekabel tzoin barzel min anochim. If a person is mekabel tzoin barzel min anochim, v'lodois pturim min abochayra. So it says, amur de kechidish. We'll see as the sugya progresses, the lumdus of the chiddush, but let's just say what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us that if a goy is a behemoth. He gives the behemoth, and he gives the behemoth to a yid. He's makabel tzayim ba'alzer. That means that he's makabel achayis on the behemoth. Makabel full achayis. And also, they're gonna share the bloodus. They're gonna share the bloodus. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that sai, the aim, if the aim will have children, so all the children that comes from the aim are potter from Bukhaira because the guy has a shutfis in the aim, and shutfis akum patos min Bukhaira. And not only the children from the aim are potter min Bukhaira, but the blood is also, the blood is also a potter min abchayr, the vlodis, even the vlodis which are oimet to go to be nischalik to the yid, that was not mach, we're going to share the vlodis, are also potter min abchayr, and it's considered that the guy has a chalik in the vlodis. And that is why there's no chiyim b'chayr. Makabal tzayim baz min anlochim vlodis pturim min abchayr. Now let us see the second Rashi. We'll come back to the first Rashi soon. Vlodeis pturim min abochayra. So Rashi says, loy mi boi imois, the ptureis min abochayra. Not only are the imois pot min abochayra, shim yolda abochayra einai kodesh. If the mother had abochayra einai kodesh, sharei hein atzmon shal nochi. Because the mothers belong to the guy. Va'atayra omra bi Yisrael, peta rechem bi Yisrael, v'loi ba'achayra. So the aim belongs to the guy. So if the aim belongs, the guy has a bailus in the aim. So memele, if the aim will have a bukhayr, it's peta, it's not peta rechem bi Yisrael. Alafilu v'lodais. Shechetziam shall Yisrael, the blood is which will be divided. Oysim amegiim lechelek Yisrael ptur min abchayra, kshiyis abru v'yeldu. Alme b'rshuso de noisin kaime, sabayso is b'rshuso de noisin kaime. Now, let us just understand this. The ibachai is the mekabel kaime amai ptur. Now let us just understand what the Gemara's kasha is. When we speak about tzayin barzel, we speak about tzayin barzel. So the dry facts we know. That means tzayin barzel means that the mekabel is mekabel achayis on the tzayin. Right. Now, kol achayis anachosim amakabel Rashi said, shamoisim olam b'moitz. Now, what to, before he gives him the money, who does the tzayin belong to? Now, we can look at it in two ways. We can look at it, the tzayin belongs to the mekabel. That's the milveh. Fakel, the tzayin is yours. You owe me money for the tzayin. And kozman, you don't pay me the money, we're gonna mechalik the rebochim. Now that's a ribbis, that's a very ugly ribbis. That means, I lent you the tzayin, you owe me back money for the tzayin, and kozman, you don't pay back, will be mechalik the rabbon. But this is a ribbis, could be a ribbis. The rabbon, we mentioned the rabbi and the parents because now the rabbach borrow who says there'll be a rabbach. Fine. That's one way you can look at it. Then we understand the Mishnah. So it's also a mekabla, meishu ribbis. You can look at it another way. You can look at it that, Emerson, the behemoth still belongs to the goy. The Yid is Mekabal Achayis on the Beim, if any, the Kap is what is Mekabal Achayis. But Lemaise, Basher Usham, before the money is given to the Goy, the Behemah in reality still belongs to the Goy. The Behemah belongs to the Goy. I mean, it's, oh, the Goy is a bailus in it yet. It's not a Alvot, the Behem is yours, and you owe me money. No. It's the time Ba'alzah means the Behem still belongs to the Goy. He has bailus in it, some sort of a bailus. You mekapel achai, it's fine. So then, if we assume like this, so then we understand the Mishnah in Bechayres. So it's part of Minah Bechayres. That means, Kozman, you don't give the money, the Goy has bailus in the Behem. There is bailus in the Behem, so it's part of Minah Bechayres. But then you have to understand the Mishnah, so why is it ribbis? And there was no halvah. That means he's mekabel achayis, but the goysel is bailus. Why is it ribbis? The Mishnah by says we said it's a psagora, and then it's the ribbis. Even it's a ribbis the whole time, it's a rabbonim, because it's not a rebach bor, but al koponim, it's an emes the ribbis. So the Mishnah, our Mishnah, and the Mishnah b'chayres does not stick. The Mishnah b'chayres says it's potem in a b'chayres, which would seem that the behemah, the goystel is bailus in the behemah. Our Mishnah says that it's ribbis. So vaystois, the goy doesn't have any bailus in the behemah. Now, let's look at the Loshon of the Gemara. The Loshon of Gemara is beautiful. We're going to have problems with the Loshon of Rashi. Lememre, the Bershuso, the Mekabel Kaima. Now the Gemara is speaking about the Behemoth. Lememre, the Bershuso, the Mekabel Kaima. The Mishnah says it's Ribbit. So Weistois, the Behemoth of St. Basil is Bershuso, the Mekabel. It's the Mekabel's already. It's his. He owes money. And that's why it's Ribbit. We learned a Mishnah in Bechoyres, that it's part of me Bechoyres. Yeah, turmin abchayre zot Rashi alme b'shus edenais in kaime. Rashi is b'shus edenais. So this is beautiful, but Rashi says a few more words which are difficult. It means if Rashi would have stopped here, alme b'shus edenais in kaime is good. Vibachrayis the mekabel kaime. Am I pturim? Now, achayis, the din is not an achayis. He can be mekabel achayis gesunta hei. The shail is, the tzoin, is it b'shusa mekabel or b'shusa noise? Rashi adds, the iba achayis the mekabel kaima, am I pturim? It could be potam, even though he's mekabel achayis, it's potam because the behemoth, the goysel is a bailus in the behemoth. So the last words in Rashi are a little difficult. And let's go to the first Rashi, which we said the loshon of Gemara is gevaldik. Lememre de stam tzoin barzel bershusa de mekabel kaim. And that's why it's ribbis. Uba achayusoi. In his achayis, the toni shuribis. Again, Rashi speaks about achayis. Now, the achayis is not the din over here. Achayis, tzoyim ba'alza means he's achoy for it. The din is something else, but by tzoyim ba'alza, he's mekabel achayis. Who's the bailam on the tzoyim? That is the din over here. So what Rashi mentions, achayis is shver. The maram is boir this. The Maram says, Ikebot is Bershusai, the highest is Ips. Tzver, the Loshon of Rashi is Shver, but Al Kaponim, I say, the Avalanim Pshat, the Gemara. We want to go through the Gemara. Lochere, the Deen of the Gemara is not on the Chiyav Achayis of the Mekabel. The Deen of the Gemara is who the Behemah is Bershus HaNais and the Bershus HaMekabel. From the Mishnah would seem it's Bershus HaMekabel. From the Mishnah Bechayos, who sins is Bishus Anois. And that's what the Kash is. Omar Abaye, Loi Kashi. Od mekabel alei unse vizula. Od lekabel alei unse vizula. So, he wasn't mekabel zoil. So Abaye said, I'll tell you more in the Keteri. Our Mishnah that says it's ribbis, speaking about his mekabel ulachayis. Unse vizula. So Mamel is mekabel ulachayis. So then, it's considered that it's completely b'shus hamekabel. So that's why it's ribbis. The Mishnah in Bechayris is speaking about it was only Mekabel Onsin. He wasn't Mekabel Zoil. So he wasn't Mekabel Zoil. So Lagabi Zoil, it's still Bershus. Noisin. If it's in Get Cheaper, he's gonna lose out. He's not. So the Mishnah in Bechayris is speaking about that the Chayis of Zoil are Bershus. Bershus Hanoisin. So that's why it's bottom in Abchayr. Omale Rove, so Rove did not like at all his, let's see what Rashi says. Oh, the Kabbalah Nochi Unse Bezula. Mas Nisan the Bchayris, ki going the Kibbalah Unse Bezula. Rashi's Goshva, Rashi says of the Kabbalah Nochi Unse Bezula, that the Nochi was Mekabel. Mamu Shapela, he says that the Nochi, Rashi says over here, the Kabbalah Nochi Unse Bezula, that the Chayis Unse was also Mekabel. Masnis Nebuchadnezzar and the Kabbalah Unse Bezula. Is doch the Kabbalah Unse Bezula, nor the Mekabel is Mekabel Unse Bezula. So it's speaking about the Tanech is Mekabel everything. Noch besser. Omele Rove, in the Kabbalah More Unse Bezula, if the Bailam is Mekabel Unse Bezula, Sein Basel Chorus, like that's called Sein Basel Shemeshemein. You say, Unse Bezula is on the Neusen. So Tzayim Basel, the terminology of Tzayim Basel is that the Bailam is Batuach in the Tzayim. So if he's Mekabel Unse Bezula, so Tzayim Basel call this way. For I added, if you'll tell me it's also called Tzayim Basel, I don't know how you do this, Aditoni Seifer. So the Mishnah says, I have a Mekabel Tzayim Basel in an Akum. And you say Tzayim Basel could also be called if there was Unse Vizule by the Goy, is lifting B'didai, by Medvah, by the Neusen, by Medvah, Mamun, like Kabbalah Unse Vizule, Apol Kabbi Mori Unse Vizule, Shapir Domi. So why did the Mishnah have to look for a heter by Tzayim Basel by a Goy? You can have a heter of Tzayim Basel by Yid if the Yid was if the Nais was Mekabel Unse Bezula. El Omer Rove Yidi V'Yidi Leikabele Mori Unse Bezula. No. Tzayim Basel means that he wasn't Mekabel Unse Bezula. The Gabi Bechayres Hainu Taime the Vlodeis Pturim in Abchayres. So Be'em is saying it's a complete halvo. It's Bereshus of the Mekabel. It's a complete halvo. So it's a complete halvo, and it's Pashus HaMekabel, so why is there a Ptur B'chayre? In the time of the Vlod is Ptur M'chayre, given the Ila Yoiv Zuzi, what will be if the Mekabel will not pay for it? Osi Nochi Tofes Leila Behime. The Goy has a shibbet, that means it's lent to you. The tzayin is lent to you when you owe me money and there's an upmach and you'll pay me the ribbis, or to tell the rebach. But what'll be if you won't pay for me? So the tzayin in the vlodais, which the tzayin and the vlodais which come out, are mishubit to the goy, to be goyve the money that the mekabel owes him. It's Meshubit. Given the lay of Zuzi, Osi Nochi Tofes Leila Behime, he could be Tofes the Behime, else the money he owes. If he won't find enough money in the behemoth, tofes leil of lodis. Aval yad nochi behemza, b'chol yad nochi behemza potam in ha-b'chayrem. So there's a new p'tur of b'chayrem. That means not only if it belongs to a goy, it's potam from b'chayrem. But if a goy has a shibut, a goy has a shibut to that it can be goy with this behemoth, so that's called yad nochi behemza, that also passes min ha-b'chayrem. So, the couple of nothing to the Zulat say, Bazal Kongus, like, Halay Hain Paiks and Nestloy, it's Paiks by the Nice. Oi, the Isa Deicha, couple of Unsa Vizula Kongus, like, Saint Bazal, you can call it Saint Bazal. Other Tony said, Mrs. Nabokabu, Saint Bazal, Minagoy, literally, needs to be today, be Israel. So the Gemara says, E DVD, like, couple of Lay Bala, Bamis Unsa Vizula. Ubishusa, the Mekabel came, and now Rashi says, it's Taka Bushusa Mekabel, that the Tzayin is Bushusa Mekabel. Gabi Bukherein, the time of the Pturim in Abchayrim, came in the Osi, Noche, Tovi, Zusi, Kamaisha, Shomanov. If the guy will come, and he will be Teveya, the money, Vloyoi, Vloy, Tovis, Leila, Behemi, Harishayna, Shaisi, Shalai. So he has a schus to be Tovis, the Behemi, Shaisi, Shalai. And if he can't find the behemoth of his blood, he's a begin the chalukah shall Yisrael. Tofis leblood is magin lechalke shay Yisrael. Habla yad nochi behemtam. Yesh loy koyach bebloodois. Yes a koyach in the blood. So kahaf ein pturim in a b'chayre. So there is a ptur b'chayre of yad. Taisus vilei moshcha, vilei mashkech lebehime, tofis levlad, avalei yad nochi beemtza. In toima, maishna mi behemes arnune, techayeves bebchoire, velishne kama derove per kama de psoche. Behemes arnune means that there was a tax that the melech can take, can be taifis from the behemoths of the people. Payment for himself. He is a schus tvise. So Rava says that behemoths are nune, even though the melech has a schus tvise in the aim, afal pikein, the blood is a chay bepchoyer. So, in Rava says in Psochem, Heichi de Motze Yisrael Lisluke Bezuzi, Nochma, even though, in according to the tax law, the Melech is a schus to be Teifes Abaheime, but in the tax law it's written, if the Ezroch wants to give, or pay him money instead of the Behemoth, it came in Misalakim from the Behemah. So Rava says in Psochem, if the Bala Behemah has a schus to be Misalak, the Melech from the Tvis of the Behemah, came in Misalak Bezuzi, so that Gufa makes that Einyat Nochi Behemza. That's even though the Tchilas Aschus was, the tax was the Behemah, but Yochlus Luki Bezuzi, is mafkiya, that's who. So over here, it's more than yachla fakerta. The ikir chiv was to give money. He doesn't give money here, so why is it called? Vachinami, iyoi leizuzi, leitofis, loy lebehema, loy levlodis. If he'll pay him, so he won't, can be tofis anything. Viyash loyma. The Hosom Ike Abahime Shal Yisrael Mitchile. Over there, by Behemoth Anune, the Behemoth belongs to the Yid. Ela the Mishubedes La Anune. There's a Shibut to the Melech that the Melech can take whatever a chelik on the Behemoth for the taxes. The Kivin the Motzi Lisluki Bezuzi.
lo yotzos mishus Yisrael, lo yichoshiv yad nochi be'emza. Avol hoche, so that means a shibud, to be able to take away, does not give it a shame, yad nochi be'emza. Avol hoche, de mitchila ha-beheme shel nochi. Here we started off the other way. The behema belonged to the goy. And now he's giving over to the yid, the behema. Is kozman she yesh loy lenochi koyach zeh, de ilo yoiv zuzi, tofis le behema, lo yotzos mirshus nochi. So it didn't go out mirshus nochi, so that means it matters what the history was. If the goy has a bailus, and the whole bailus will be nifka if he pays him up the money, so then that schus that the goy has, that if he won't pay him up, he has a schus, even though it was given to him to be his legamri. But that schus shibud, we consider that it's still called yad nochi beemtza, and that part is min apchoyah.